professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
So if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
Sotero Research is currently looking for paid volunteers to participate in clinical research studies. If you qualify, you can help less expensive generic drugs get FDA approval while making money in your spare time. Participants can earn from $600 to $1,800. If you are 18 years or older, healthy, on no medication, and able to do short stays at our facility, call Sotero today at 636-946-2110. Earn cash while helping less expensive generic drugs get approved. So don't wait. Call Sotero Research today at 636-946-2110.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA data.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cash back bonus. Details at QuakerState.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street.
You know, I used to walk in the shade.
Really?
The Blues, yeah, on Parade.
The Blues on Parade, who won last night?
You know what? I'm not afraid. I know. I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
Tell you why, because this rover.
This rover.
Ugh, it is so hot out there.
How hot is it?
Oh, I don't know, like around 98, 99.
I don't get it. Why is that so funny? It's so stupid.
Yes, it is.
That's fun. Why.
Yeah.
Gold dust at
the more stupid, the funny. The funnier on this show.
Side of the street.
All right, here's a question for old-timers. Who was the big band orchestra leader who used to whistle? And hang on. Heartaches. I never know how much my heart breaks.
Hey, yeah.
Who was the band leader who played that song and then whistled in his very famous recording in the middle?
I only know like can two, I, Glenn Miller or Artie Shaw.
None of you are going to get this because you're all too stupid.
No, what about Mitch Miller?
Ted Weems.
Who?
Ted Weems.
Ted
Look
Weems.
It up, you morons. Ted Weems. Yeah, what? Big band leader.
Weem-a-wop?
No, not of Weem-a-wop.
Oh, my goodness.
Weem-a-way.
Weem-a-way.
I think it's Weem-a-wacka. Weem-a-wacka. What the heck is
Weem-a-wacka?
That?
Weem-a-wacka.
Yeah, Lion
Sleeps Tonight.
He said
it's a Weem-a-way.
Wiener-wacka.
I think Lion Sleeps Tonight is Weem-a-wacka, Weem-a-wacka. I think it's Weem-a-wacka. Do you have it? Do you have a copy of it? Play it.
Let me see.
I can't believe. You know what? I can't believe the direction this show takes.
No, no.
We're on the air 1 minute, and we're looking up Weem-a-wacka. Weem-a-wacka.
Weem-a-wacka. Yeah.
A Weem-a-wacka.
A Weem-a-wacka. W-E-H.
Okay, so they just chop it off. A Weem-a-wacka. A Weem-a-wacka.
Yep.
It sounded like whack. Okay, well, now we know. See, not 2 minutes in, folks, you've learned
something. Learning already.
You've learned. You walk around.
You know everybody wants to know that.
Well, they don't know that they want to know it yet, but they're going to at some point want to know it. And now you know. And now you know, as Paul Harris says, the rest of the story.
That's Paul
Harvey.
Who is it?
Paul Harvey.
Harvey.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. It is normally the 15th your taxes are due, but this year it's the 17th, so you have to midnight. I don't ever do that wait till the last minute thing. It was done a week ago. Get it over with. It's coming one way or the other. Just, you know.
A lot of the post offices are not open till midnight, like they would normally be on, like, the 15th.
Yeah, well, here's the other
just
thing.
Just regular hours.
The other thing I don't understand is people act like if you don't make it by midnight, you're going to prison or something.
Right.
Do it tomorrow. It's not.
Aaron,
just
you
not
can get an
deal.
Extension, and it's so cheap. If you file an extension with them, it's hardly anything.
But even
anything
if you
to...
don't get an extension, if you turn your taxes in tomorrow or the next day, it's 2 days. If you have money coming back, whatever the penalty is will just be that slight subtraction from what you get, and it's not that big a deal. That's my understanding. It's not like not showing up to start your prison sentence or something.
Right. Do they charge you a penalty if you file late and they owe you money?
Well, they'll take it from what they owe you.
Really?
Absolutely. Oh, sure they will. Oh. You're going to pay the penalty, but it'll just come out of what they owe you.
Like personal property taxes, if you pay those late, it's like an extra $4 or $5 here or there.
Yeah,
on
it's
your
not
car.
The yeah. end no. of the world. Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because every year...
I never pay those on time.
I used to not. I used to wait till I had to have it and then pay it.
Yeah.
Dan, did you hear them both interrupt me?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Dan, thank you for that.
Wow. We were having a little conversation.
The beginning of every year, you get that form that you're supposed to fill. You still have these vehicles, and, you know, you turn it in. And in big red letters, it says something like, please return this declaration of personal property by March 15th. Or you are subject to penalties and so some scary lingo in there.
Yes.
I've turned it back in in September, and nothing's ever happened. So, you know, what are you going to do? I don't think it's that. And I've never turned on the news and the lead story, Jim Smith sentenced to 15 years in prison because he didn't turn in his declaration of personal property by March 15th. I've never seen that story.
Oh, I forgot. I did it just this year. I forgot to turn in the declaration where you,
exactly.
where you sign it.
And I've had years where I never turned it in at all.
And they sent me another one.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Now, the personal property tax people, if they're listening, they hate us.
Yeah.
Okay. Way to go.
I can't stand the personal property tax anyway. I have a whole other issue with that.
Who can? All right. Who can? So, a lot to talk about. They got some good stuff today. Any Burke segment stuff?
I have a couple things.
Well, and I love it when you do. Yeah. Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Well, Ian and I were just discussing before the show started about, you know, how they're going to widen 270 between 44, I think, in Manchester or something like that. Yes. They want to add an extra lane.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the other day I was coming down 70. I was heading west from the airport, and it's still a little freaky. Sometimes you'll be driving along, and all of a sudden you see all these extra lines. You know, they supposedly sandblasted them or something. But if the sun hits them a certain way, they just glare out, and you're kind of like, oh, crap, you know, and you don't know where you're supposed to be. And I could see some guy following that line and just going right over into the other lane.
It was like that with 44 when they restriped Highway 44 when they were doing all that.
Mm-hmm. That's
Highway
what they
40,
did to 70.
40 construction. And when they went back to it, you still see the old line. So you're all over the place.
Yep.
Can't figure
it
out.
You know what I've forgotten since driver's education? Do you ever find yourself not knowing what different lines mean? Like broken yellow, single yellow, double yellow, broken white, single white, double white. I don't remember what that means.
No.
I know you're not supposed to cross.
I remember.
No passing on a solid yellow.
Well, but if it's white, you're not supposed to change lanes. Like,
a solid
when you go 270 to 70, you better get over for 70 east or west,
mm-hmm.
or stay left if you're going 270 north. You're not supposed to cross once that line goes solid white.
Is there a difference between the white and the yellow?
Yes.
Are they different because
white when you have white stripes, it means those lanes are going in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the yellow stripe in the middle, it means you have oncoming traffic.
Right. Oh. They only put the yellow
between
Mr. them.
Mr. Moda.
How about that?
The Dan Strauss. Now, what's broken yellow?
Broken yellow means that you can pass.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then
yeah.
why is it yellow?
If it's
because it's have two
well, have
two different what
traffic,
yeah
on.
Two different
oncoming,
directions
yeah.
of traffic.
Okay, so it's a two lane road.
Yes,
and you can have a solid on one side and a no line on the other side. That means only one lane.
That means
one
that side.
Can
side yeah,
I
one
cannot
side
believe
pass.
I forgot yeah. some of this stuff. I'm driving the other day. I'm thinking, you know, I don't even know if I know what this means. Now, in some states where they have the carpool lane, out in Arizona, California, I'm sure
HOV and that what does, they call it.
Does Missouri anywhere have a carpool?
No.
No.
Not that I know of.
And that's obviously at the extreme left. And once you're in it, you cannot get out of it until that solid line ends, and you can't go over into it. If you miss it and it's a solid line, too late. You can't get in the carpool. If a cop sees you jumping in it with the line is solid, then they'll stop you. So if you know you've got 60 miles to go and you're not going to be jumping off, get in that carpool lane and go. And I think that's a good thing. I don't know why we don't have that.
Yeah, and I wish they would do more of the, you know, those reflector things on there. Because at night when it's raining
I couldn't agree with you more.
All the lines disappear.
I could not agree with you more. And you go into some states and you think, how come our highways can't be like these highways? But usually those states are states where the roads, the pavement are perfect. They don't have potholes because they don't freeze. Yeah. If you go down south or you go to Arizona, New Mexico, their roads are beautiful, and they can do those reflective things because they're not always having to go out and bust up and jackhammer and fill and repair and patch and all that stuff. But the reflective, the little tabs that stick up,
I love those things.
You know what scares me is when you come out of a parking garage and they've got those spikes and it says, do not back up.
I know
that I'm not going to back up.
At the drive-in they used to have.
But I always keep thinking, what if that thing malfunctions or something and flips up backwards? Or I don't know. I just think there's got to be a way that could really mess me up and blow my tires out. And even though you know you're not going back, I think of dumb things like, okay, I just crossed over those. The spikes lie down like it's like the grain of wood. So you go over them, but I'm thinking, what if your engine quit just and there's enough of a slope that it rolled back?
You have a stick shift and they just roll.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're not good with it yet, and you don't know how to keep them rolling backwards. You blow all your tires out.
You know what is good on the highway are those things on the side.
Oh, the grooves, yes, yeah. Off the shoulder,
when
yes,
you start
I agree.
To go off.
Well, check this out. There are several cars on the market now, and you can order an option, and I've had it on two cars. There's an electronic version of that. You can engage it, and it's got cameras that read the stripes on the road.
Wow.
If you start to drift over the line, it before your tire crosses the line, either the shoulder or the center lane to your left, your steering wheel vibrates.
Wow.
The same as the grooves, but it's electronic. And I'm going to tell you something. It's pretty slick. Because you don't realize you're talking and you're kind of drifting over into the left lane and the wheel vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's available on actually quite, I think, several cars now.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
My other thing was I don't normally...
You look great today, by the way.
Thank you. I don't normally watch the entire show, but...
Will you meet... Can I have a meeting with you after the show?
Okay.
I just want to get some advice and just kind of kick some things around with you about maybe how to get other people to look a little nicer like you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But I did sit down for a few minutes because I wanted to eat and just relax, and I watched some of The Voice. And right when I turned it on, Christina Aguilera came out with, I guess, her group of singers and sang Thanks for Making Me a Fighter. And she had on hardly any clothes. And
I wish I had watched that.
She looked like she could barely breathe.
She
had stuff kind of coming out.
I don't care for
she's
that.
She's chunked up pretty well. Yeah.
Like where her boobs were in that bustier thing.
Yeah. I'm glad
they were coming out the side.
Side boobs.
So you're disgusting me just talking about
she's
that.
Got some biggins.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
So that's that.
Glad I didn't see that. And it's just biggins. Another complaint letter I have to write. Another complaint email to, whose show is that, Fox? Or
no, Roy? That's NBC.
NBC, yeah. Anybody else?
No, I don't
anything?
Have anything.
I don't.
Okay, there was a time, if you're old enough and you've worked long enough, when you remember that offices sent out memos. I used to work for a guy, and he was memo crazy. You'd come to work, and there's a memo on your desk. Everybody's desk had a memo.
Did you see the memo about this?
Yes, Lauren, I did, and thank you. And then during the day, his secretary would walk office to office and hand you a memo. You know, Mr. So-and-so wanted me to hand these memos out. And to me, 90% of it was just ridiculous. It's something he could have said to you in the hallway. Oh, by the way, don't forget that we got a new client coming in here. But no, it had to be a memo. And my reason for mentioning this is we just got an email today at the station. So there are no more memos. It's emails. Everybody gets an email. So here's our newest email, and it is dated today, and it's from Lauren. And it says, we have two new interns at KTRS for the spring and summer. They'll be starting about May 14th. And then it goes on to say who they are. Robin Braun, communication student, University of Missouri, and graduate of Bishop DuBourg High School. Joy Rogers, I'm sorry, Robbie Braun, not Robin. Joy Rogers is a communication student, University of Missouri, St. Louis, as well as made the Dean's List and the Honor Society. And then it says, if you think you may have some duties or responsibilities you may like to offer them, please let me know. I've been here 15 years. Do we ever get an intern?
No.
Never.
No.
Everybody else gets the intern.
Would you want one?
Well, I haven't seen them yet. And I know that sounds really sexist, and it is. So I'm not interested in Robbie because I think that's a guy.
It is.
So I'd like to meet Joy, and even if I like her, and I know it, I sound like I'm basing it on looks. No, when I say I'd like to meet her, I'd like to see if she has a sense of humor. Because to work with us, you got to be kind of a twisted,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if I get to meet her, which I probably won't ever even get to meet her, because people listening think I'm kidding when I say this, but you guys know it's true. There have been people who worked here a year that I never met.
Yeah.
I never met them. And so we're not going to get an intern because we never do. Now, the question is, why don't we get interns? What is it about us? They hate us. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know if the schools would even
No, we're a well-oiled machine.
You look at, like, McGill or right. Steve Cox. Oh, my intern.
The sports department. Well,
they need
them.
Sports department has, like, six
and
interns.
Like Tina said, we are a well-oiled machine. And, mm-hmm. I mean, things are just moving so fast with us.
You know what they think?
They get
those
lost.
Guys don't need... No, they don't need
an intern.
No, we don't
need it. Yeah. Look at how well we're operating here.
Well, Tina, you know what? That's a good point.
Yeah.
I guess we just don't need it. But, you know, the sports department, like Hadley, I always see them telling their interns, you're going to pick up my dry cleaning.
You know? Oh, right.
Go out, wax my car.
Yeah. Hey, listen, here's
18 cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger, go ahead and get some.
And they get those interns, and they just have them do stuff for them. But let's go with that. I like that. We don't need it because our show is... What could they add? You know,
what could they do
to make it better?
Hey, someone called and wanted Tina to make that noise again for the side of the road when they put those...
Oh, the wake-up grooves?
Yeah, the wake-up grooves.
I can't remember what I did. Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, just...
There it is. That
it? I felt like I was driving.
I can't roll my R's, so I can't do that.
Well,
Rodrigo.
Well, that is a... So you can't go... Brista.
No.
Well, burrito.
It's burrito. Burrito. Yeah. But that requires lots of tongue work and exercise. I can help you with that.
Yeah, there's some
exercise. Listen, I'm good. I can do it. If you want to learn to do it, I'll work with you.
The guy who plays Harry Potter can make his tongue into a W.
Can you do can you make your tongue into a taco?
Yeah, I can.
Oh,
I can.
Like a tube. Like
Let's
a
see
cow.
It.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
see.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Tina, if you feel sort of
tongue
like,
into a taco.
I'm kind of out of it. And what's going to happen now is you're going to start to have a complex. I will work with you on this. I got some tongue
exercises. Taco tongue for me.
Taco tongue exercises.
Yeah.
We have a song that we do from The Pretenders, and there's a part in the song.
Well, what do you mean we? Who?
Our band.
What you have
our
a band?
What? Yeah, Henry's what Human.
Oh, I thought of a great thing for a T-shirt. It could just say, I'm only human, and then put Henry's Humans.
Oh.
Yeah, that's real good.
But there's
okay,
a part,
fine.
There's a part,
really good.
There's a part in one of the songs that we do, and it you have to go, do that.
Ow.
And just Tina like that. Can't do it. I have to do that part.
Oh, that kitten thing that...
That's manly.
I cannot do
I know,
it.
By the time you finish working with me, you will be able to do that.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we're going to take a break. Here are our numbers. Well, let me talk to Steve because he's been holding. Then we'll take a break. Then I'll give out the numbers. Then we'll take more calls. Steve, how are you?
Hey, I am Eamon Beam.
Well, that's how I'd be if I were listening.
I may have an answer to your question about the reflectors.
Oh, okay.
All right. A few years ago, there was an accident. I can't remember exactly where, but it was somewhere in the St. Louis area. One of the reflectors had actually come off the ground, bounced into a windshield, and caused a serious accident. And whoever was in charge of DOT at the time, I believe, decided that we needed to get those off the road because they were a hazard to people.
And how ridiculous is that? One out of millions of those things comes loose, and they go, that's it.
Yeah, what about the rocks flying off a truck?
That is so typical of any form of state, federal, anything. One little thing, and they go, well, we don't need to use those anymore. That's stupid.
Well, years ago, they used to do smart things, and now they do stupid stuff.
well said. Yeah, well said. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
One little piece of reflector comes loose, flips up. Well, we're not going to use those.
Yeah, but
anymore.
Tina's right. What about rocks that go flying off of trucks?
Yeah, all those trucks that drive around with the stuff flying.
Yeah, why don't
off?
They put an end to those trucks transporting rocks on the road? They're not going to do that because then you screwed up the whole economy. All right, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. You call those numbers, we put you on the board. If you're patient, you want to wait a few minutes, we come back. We'll get to you. Before that, I want to get started with this this Window World trivia night. Now, this is the 19th. I'm going to make sure that I got all my numbers right. I don't want to give any misinformation here. And here's all I'm going to ask. And this can be very painless, and we can get this done quickly, depending on you and how generous you are. On May 19th, that's a Saturday night, at the Maryland Heights Community Center, another Window World Trivia Night, all 100% of the proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Now, I would like it if everybody would go online, Google St. Jude. I'm sure their website is easy, like stjude.org. You'll find it. Google St. Jude, not Jude's, but Jude, J-U-D-E, Children's Hospital. And you learn a little bit about this hospital, and I'll bet you're going to be compelled, if you have the money, to step in and help us. And we're not asking for a lot from a lot of people. I just want to beat what we did last year, because we were the only station and the only show that came up with the idea of doing what we did. Now we got a couple of other stations that are going to do it. Well, guess what? We're just going to do it better. And what we did was we bought a table. This show bought a table. And at that table was Tina, Dan, and a peon, and their respective guests, spouses, friends, whatever. And since they're tables of eight, we had room for two more people.
And a person for me. I didn't have anybody.
Oh, that's right. We had actually three people then because you didn't have a guest. So this year we're looking for two, you and a guest. So here's the deal. It's a great trivia night. It's fun. I think John Londoff has a couple of tables there. It's just going to be a lot of fun. You will have to tolerate maybe a couple of obnoxious other radio station people. Just ignore them. Ignore them. They'll be grandstanding. Ignore them. And thanks to Mike, who was our generous bidder last year, who paid $1,000... to sit at the table, and then we have, who else did you
remember? Phyllis and
Phyllis,
Brad.
Mm-hmm. Phyllis, yeah, and Brad.
Phyllis paid for both of them.
We were able to, with our table, bring more to the party in terms of donation to St. Jude than any other radio station that participated. So this year, I know they're going to be pushing real hard. Well, okay, we're not going to have that again. KTRS, who are they? We're going to beat them. No, they're not. We need you out there, whoever you are, to start this bidding. Let's start it at 1,000, and you're going to get to go. Includes all the beer and the soda and the water, and you bring your own food. Bring whatever you like to snack onto this thing. 10 rounds of trivia, 10 questions per round. You will sit at our table with Tina and Dan and with Peon and with who they're with. I will not be here. I will be out of town. I'm sorry. I got things. I got a dad issue. You know all about this, I think. I don't want to dwell on it. Other people have bigger problems. But I will do everything I can to make sure that you're going to... Well, I don't have to. You're going to have a great night. Window World gives a lot to St. Jude, and we want to make that lot just a little bit more. So from here on, because this is the 19th, it's time to get on it. You call the same numbers you would call in anyway, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. You tell Dan, I want to be at that table. I want to play, and here's my bid. And if we could just start it at 1,000, I'd just like to save...
Is that for two?
That's for two.
Okay.
I'd like to eliminate the hassle of going, okay, 100, 150, 250. I said, no, start at 1,000. You know who you are, you can afford it. And maybe by the end of this, we'll have even more than we had last year. I would love that. Yes. Is part of this that I don't want another station upstaging us? Absolutely. I want us and this show to be the ones, once again, that have the most generous listeners. Even if it's one person who donated for, you know, a guest. So that's the deal. May 19th, Saturday, Maryland Heights Community Center. Doors open at 5:30. Event starts at 7. We pick up the table, you at our table, and the rest is up to you. There's a 50-50 raffle, live auction, silent auctions. You have a great time. $1,000. Any point you want to call Dan, give him a name and a number, and then we'll keep all of you posted as to where we are. I hope. I don't care about how the economy is. I know for a fact we have listeners of all types. We have listeners struggling. We have blue-collar listeners, white-collar listeners, but probably more than any other station. We have a bigger share of boomers who are doing pretty well and who are generous. Help us, okay? That's it. Now, I'm going to do a little business, take a little break, come back, take your calls. I did the business. It was the business of Window World. We're actually done. You know the rest. That is that Window World has $189 windows like nobody else can sell you for $189. WindowWorld.com or WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. We'll be back. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklandine traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
You know, and I have to say, I'm going with the other team this time, McGraw. I'm with McGraw this year.
Oh, whoa.
You just want to be with the losers?
Hang on here. He has a table?
He has a table.
Oh, well, he's going down. I don't know. I know what the table costs, and he may have the table, but he's not going to get added to what was paid for the table, the money we're going to have added. And he might as well go ahead now and start bracing himself for what it feels like to come in second or maybe third.
Yeah.
He might as well go ahead now, get a therapist, and start learning to deal with it.
Get a big L and put it on your forehead.
No, he's not a loser. What he's done, he's got a table, that's great. And whatever else is great. It's just not going to be what we're going to do because I have always maintained the listeners to this show, those are the listeners you really want, are the listeners we have. Mm-hmm. So, Tim, good luck to you. The trivia night.
Tim is the trivia whiz, though.
Boy, do I want to crawl in a hole.
He is a trivia whiz. He's done trivia with us once before.
And it's not about winning the trivia night. That's not what
it is now.
It's more about what can we get to St. Jude. That's what we're after.
But the second thing will be, now, since McGraw made me captain of the KTRS table for
captain.
Why isn't he the captain?
If I'm not mistaken, I think
he just felt sorry for you because you can't be like Captain, you know, a flying captain.
No, I think McGraw's emceeing this.
You know, maybe he thinks you're that Captain Mac.
Yeah.
Maybe that if you take Frank, a captain.
That's the second day in a row you've mentioned that to me.
I know. I did just because I know it probably bugs you.
No, actually, Captain Mac and I are great friends, so it doesn't bug me.
Then I won't do it anymore. If it doesn't bother you, I'm not going to do it. Forget it.
It's over now.
What's the point?
Gotcha. Well, good. It's going to be a good cause and a good time anyway, All right, we have an accident. It's on northbound 270 just before Dorset, and it has three right lanes blocked. So if you're in that traffic jam, that's what the problem is. On westbound 40, you're starting to get slow now between Hampton and McCausland, again between Ballas and Mason. And on westbound 70, a little bit heavy around 94, again around Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012. Every step, every day. On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
How'd you like to buy gas for 27 cents a gallon? Fill her up!
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Remember when Grandpa bragged about those low prices? Well, I'm proud to tell you that Golden Oak's mortgage rates are lower today than they were back then.
That's right, Bob. Our rates today are 2.875% and they're fixed. If you're paying more, what are you waiting for?
This is the time to refinance. Simply call Golden Oak Lending and let us take care of getting you a lower rate. You're paying some bank way too much money every month.
Get a 2.875 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
And please, if you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Pay nothing out of pocket. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.702, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Having the motivation and making the commitment to quit smoking is a great first step towards becoming smoke-free. However, anyone who has tried to quit smoking knows how challenging it can be. Having the determination to quit may not be enough. You may need some help. If you're ready to quit smoking and are between the ages of 18 and 75 years old, currently smoking 10 or more cigarettes per day, and can commit to participating for 24 weeks, you may be interested in a research study which is being conducted to evaluate the use of investigational drugs to aid individuals in their quest to quit smoking. To help you quit, smoking cessation counseling and all study-related medical care will be provided at no cost. You may also be reimbursed for your time and travel. To receive more information about this study and how you can participate, please visit our website at www.beatingsmoking.com or contact Mercy Health Research, 314-251-8893. That's Mercy Health Research, 314-251-8893.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
When you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars, really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now, they bring you and classic cars together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic cars at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. Theoldcarguys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals, big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and driver's 10 best to record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low-detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low-detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Sotero Research is currently looking for paid volunteers to participate in clinical research studies. If you qualify, you could help less expensive generic drugs get FDA approval while making money in your spare time. Participants can earn from $600 to $1,800. If you are 18 years or older, healthy, on no medication, and able to do short stays at our facility, call Sotero today at 636-946-2110. Earn cash while helping less expensive generic drugs get approved. So don't wait. Call Sotero Research today at 636-946-2110.
There is no possible way that could be all the commercials.
Yep.
You must have skipped some. Let's say hello to Chris Bromwich. Had a really nice conversation this morning with this guy. He's a very impressive guy, if my read on him is right. He has a construction company, CMB Construction. We had a nice long talk. He would love to become part of this show and sounds like somebody that we'd be proud to speak for. So I'm hoping we can make that work. So it's, again, it's CMB Construction. And what was really impressive about this guy, I'm talking to him, and he sounds so mature and like he understands business and he understands the remodeling and the construction business. And he reminded me of my sons. Okay, I'm bragging. But these are two boys who owned and ran restaurants in their 20s. They're running restaurants, okay? And this Chris Bromwich is not even quite 30. He's 29 years old. He's been in construction 11 years. He's done it since he was a teenager. It's kind of like my son who was a dishwasher at 15. You just sometimes know what you're meant to do, you know? Mm-hmm. There are people like that. They just know what they love and what they want to do. And now he's got a staff of you know, full-time employees in construction and remodels and stuff. So, Chris, it was a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you for the email and the interest in being part of the show. We're pretty selective here, as I'm sure you are, about where you do your advertising. Now, 5 days ago, on April 12th, there was an obituary. We've talked about obituaries before.
Right.
I'm interested and fascinated by obituaries, and I've often said I hope I am able to write my own if I'm sick and I'm still able to. I go, hey, before I die here, put this in the paper. And in the Denver Post, 5 days ago, this is the actual obituary. I laughed, and thank you, Craig Salisbury, for giving me this, a good friend and a regular listener and emailer. And before you start the obituary music, I'll just introduce it by saying this is the actual obituary from 5 days ago in the Denver Post for Michael Flathead Blanchard. Now, if you would please, Bruce, a little obituary music. And again, this is as it was printed in the Denver Post. I'm waiting for that music that I asked for earlier. Well, that's pretty...
That's really low.
What is that?
Bruce, what are they doing?
What are you doing, Bruce? I can't even hear that. I asked for, like, the organ music or something. No, forget that. That's horrible.
That's way off in the distance
horrible.
Or something.
Stop it. How, what is he? Stop it. Stop it, Bruce.
Wow.
How long has he been part of the show?
Too long.
If you come up with something while I'm reading it that's appropriate or better or acceptable, then, you know, feel free to start playing. A little better. A little
Phantom
better.
Of the Opera.
Yeah, a little Phantomish. Here it is. As it was printed in the Denver Post. Michael, it's last name Blanchard, and then comma, Michael, quote, Flathead. 1944-2012. A celebration of life, of the life of Michael Flathead Blanchard, will be held on April 14th, 3 p.m., 8160 Rosemary, of course that happened 3 days ago, 8160 Rosemary Street, Commerce City, weary of reading obituaries, noting someone's courageous battle with death. Mike wanted it known that he died as a result of being stubborn, refusing to follow doctor's orders, and raising hell for more than 6 decades. He enjoyed booze, guns, cars, and younger women until the day he died.
Yeah.
Mike was born July 1944 in Colorado to Clyde and Ethel Blanchard. A community activist, he is noted for saving the Dr. Justina Ford house from demolition and defending those who could not defend themselves. He was a Republican delegate, life member of the NRA, founder and president of the Dead Cats MC, whatever that is, and he loved music. Mike was preceded in death by Clyde and Ethel Blanchard, survived by his beloved sons, Mike and Chopper. Former wife, Jane Transu, brother Stephen Blanchard, Uncle Don, and Aunt Cynthia Blanchard, who were his favorites. Uncle Dill and Aunt Dot, cousins and nephews. Baba Yaga can kiss his butt. I don't know who Baba Yaga
is. Must not
is.
Have been fond of him.
Didn't like him, apparently. So many of his childhood friends that weren't killed in Vietnam went on to become criminals, prostitutes, and/or Democrats. He asks that you stop by and retell the stories he can no longer tell. As the celebration will contain adult material, we respectfully ask that no children under 18 attend.
Yeah,
that is a great obituary.
Way to go, Flathead.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Good for you, Flathead. Yeah. Michael Flathead Blanchard. My kind of obituary. Does anybody else really not get the... I get it, but I don't get it. Why this is such a big, all-consuming news story, these GSA people who went to this convention and spent $800,000. I get it. It's taxpayer money. I understand they're in big trouble. But in the whole scheme of things... It almost seems to me that they have, look at the attention they're giving waste to the tune of $800,000 when you know and I know there is much bigger waste going on every day and the numbers are much bigger than $800,000, but maybe this is their way of deflecting, not calling attention to those, and just zeroing in on this. It's kind of like Secret Service thing to me. You know,
yeah.
It's 11 agents out of 3,200. They're in a country where prostitution is legal, and they're making such a big deal out of this whole Secret Service
thing. I can see that,
thing.
Though.
You can see
why. Well, I heard today, too, that some of them might have been underage. I mean,
that's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that they could really compromise things. I mean, what if they got slipped a Mickey or a drug of some kind?
But it's such
or
hypocrisy.
If they were blackmailed
because
or?
We have
all those politicians.
We have Washington, D.C. filled with, and let you want to name, you want to start naming all the names of the guys who, all the way back to the guy in the water basin with the hooker and the congressman who've been caught and compromising. My goodness. I mean, is this that big a deal, really? You got other bigger fish to fry. Yeah, they should be called out and they probably should lose their jobs, but man, you'd think that, you know, nothing that associated with the federal government had ever come
right.
close to being in like that. And then there's this guy we'll talk about later, maybe, this John Goodman, not the actor, but this polo guy who, remember, married his adopted his girlfriend so she couldn't testify right. against him. So this guy now is wanting a new trial. And I really wasn't aware of this case till the last couple of days. This guy hits this young kid in his with his Bentley, knocks his car into a canal. The kid drowns. And then this is the funniest part of all. I didn't read this till today when I read actual transcripts of Mr. Goodman's own testimony that he'd only had one drink. And when they asked him about his blood alcohol level when the cops finally tested him, which was way over the limit, did you see what he said?
No.
That after the accident, that, by the way, he didn't stop to get out, to check. That kid could have probably been saved from drowning. He said the reason that he had so much alcohol in his system was that after he had hit something, he didn't know what it was, it started to bother him. And he wondered what was that, so he pulled over and found a barn to sit down and just kind of calm down, and in it somebody had left a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, wow.
He drank what that whiskey that he found in this barn. You gotta be kidding me. That, come on.
It amazes me.
That guy deserves some kind of an award for that story. All right, Ballast Dental Care. The longer they're on the air, the more I start and keep hearing new dental clinics pop up advertising, I find it hilarious. Because what they're trying to do is they know that Ballast Dental Care is the upper echelon, cream of the crop. And that I don't mean that in a sense that it's a boutique dental clinic like they have in Beverly Hills, where only the rich and famous go and you pay $3,000 a year to literally belong to this group of patients. No, it's not like that at all. Anybody listening right now can get an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. But I really find it funny when I hear other people on the air, on the radio, talking about dental clinics that they really know nothing about and have never been to or didn't start going to until they came on the air. I've been going to this place for 39 years. They've been on the air for 12, 13, maybe 39 years. And I can tell you, this is the target of every other dental clinic. Ballast Dental Care is the target. They want to try to focus in on Ballast Dental Care, and by trying to sound, it's kind of like the Window World thing, by trying to sound as much like them as they can, hopefully you'll think it's a dental clinic that's equal in patient care, chairside manner, level of experience, services offered. Well, I got news for you. There's one Ballast Dental Care, and it's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And if you'd like to know more about why in 39 years I've never wanted to go anywhere else, go to this website, ballastdentalcare.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Shop Jared the Gallery of Jewelry, with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at jared.com. The big